Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports, man.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Goo, you said it.
I said what?
Sports, man.
You said...
That was last night.
Man, night or two ago, we're talking about winning a title, and now we're talking about avoiding the play-in.
Well, no,
you were right. Well, I'm saying you were right.
I don't want to be right. I'm just... That's where they're at. And that's why I hated yesterday's loss. I hate any loss, but damn.
The Nuggets right now are 13, 14, 15. They are 4.5 games above the Warriors and own the tiebreaker. They're gone.
Wow.
Like, that team can't be caught.
Night-night.
The Houston Rockets are also 4.5 up on the Warriors. They have a game against each other one more time, and the Warriors do own the tiebreaker there. So they're still within sniffing distance of Houston. But that's going to take a run in and of itself.
Yeah.
The Lakers are 3.5 ahead of the Warriors, but LeBron James is coming back pretty soon.
Right.
And the Memphis Grizzlies are 3.5 ahead of the Warriors, and they have one more remaining game against Golden State. So
that's you can't trick off games like last night trying to catch Memphis, Donnie.
Yeah, and tonight is just as big, if not bigger, because you got beat last night with the Milwaukee Bucks.
What do you make of them real quick, town. The Bucks? I'm not a big fan anymore. Kuzma's a shell. He's a marketing. Remember, I wanted Kuzma. He doesn't know how to play with them, man.
I think they're 38-29, but then they start 3-12, so 17. I mean, they're 35-17 since they started 3-12, but I think they're a notch below Boston and Cleveland. That's the way I look at that. But we can talk a little bit about Moody and Kuminga, too. You know, Kuminga was in that closing lineup last night, and he took Moody out of the game. And like I said, I think that is a decision that he's going to have to, and I'm talking about Steve Kerr, he's going to need to kind of make that decision game to game. I see times where he might lean on Moody, Goo, and I see times where he may go with Jonathan Kuminga late in the game, depending on what he wants.
Man, and so I'm thinking about, here I go, Stoney, Steph at the one, you move Butler to two, and the point of this exercise is to get Moody on the floor with Jonathan Kuminga. Dre at five, Kuminga at four, Moody at four, and Kuminga at three. Do you think we'll see that closing lineup before this season is over? Steph at one, Butler at the two, JK at the three, Moody at the four, and Dre at five.
I mean, just looking at it and thinking, there's not a lot of shooting on that in that fivesome. You know, the other thing is we're probably talking about the last 5 minutes of a game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it. Draymond hit a big shot the other night, and he, you know, makes some shots early in games. But again, if you're in the last 5 minutes of a game with the Warriors, somebody's going to have to make a three other than Steph.
Now, why? And I know Moody missed one against Dallas, but Steiny, you look at his numbers. It's not, you know, 6 of 10. I mean, this dude has put in work all season long. So, just from that standpoint, I feel like that's help right there. Like, what would tell me what you would like or how you would run it in regard to getting a little bit of everything out there in the last 5 minutes?
Well, that's the problem. Ideally, Moody would be more of a knockdown shooter, and was the defensive player that he is or that they like. You know, Kuminga, do you trust him to take a three in the last, you know, 5 minutes of a game? I mean, it's no secret. That's going to be something they're going to have to figure out, how to make threes in big games.
And I'm not so sure, and I'm not ready to say Jimmy won't take one. I mean, you know, not obviously. Like, Stani, I've seen it. I feel like I've seen him take and make big threes, and it was years ago, but it's not like he's allergic to it.
Right, but
Once he gets his legs underneath him, if they're, you know.
I'm not, but it's, you're going to have to make more than one three, you know, and you're going to have to.
He took four last
night. You know, you're going to have to make more than one three, and that's the one thing that I think the Warriors are going to have to deal with is I don't think they have enough players who have to be guarded on the 3-point line. And then another team is going to be willing to live with Draymond taking four a game and Moody taking five and Kuminga taking three. And the next thing you know, the non-Steph 3-point shooters are 4 for 17. And that's going to be a problem. That's why,
wow, man.
That's to me why Buddy Hield always has to get a crack at playing.
And he will.
Because he's the only other guy, really, that can knock down, you know, 6 of 8, 6 of 9 on a given night. But he hasn't been doing that a lot lately.
How would you answer real quick, Stani? Adrian Gutierrez in the chat. Stani, the Warriors have been winning with Moody and Post. WTF are we talking about? How would you respond to that?
Well, yes, because playing a certain type of team. Denver's different. Yeah. Like, Denver's different. And the other thing about Denver is,
you got to be whole.
You don't just, oh, Denver's big, so we go big. No, Denver's big and athletic. Like, I feel like Steve Kerr must have felt like Quinton Post was going to be spun in circles last night. I mean, he was a -9 in 8 minutes. So Kerr decided early that he wasn't going to have Quinton Post playing a lot in this game. Let's go to City Boy.
Our man.
Hey, what's up, City Boy? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm real good. It's a beautiful afternoon. Looks like the rain has passed us over. So,
nice.
Yeah, doing good.
Nice.
And you know what? Did we think the Warriors were going to go, you know, 24-3 down the stretch here? I mean, they're going to drop a few. Last night was a careless game, though. I mean, they were just throwing the ball all over the place. You know, I thought they were going to come back and win it, and then Steph threw that errant alley-oop to Kuminga at the end there. And he had the little floater open. I was like, oh, that was brutal. You know, I kind of wish they had sat Steph, Jimmy, and Dre last night. You know, when they saw Jokic and Murray out, I think they thought, look, we got to try and get one and make sure we put this one in our back pocket against a team we're behind in the standings. And, you know, as much as I just love Kerr, I think that was a little bit of a mistake because, you know, what happened is Denver came out hungry. You know, and the funny thing is, like, you sub guys out, and then you think that you're going to have an advantage. But, I mean, let's be honest. Westbrook is a much better floor leader, and he runs the game a lot better than Jamal Murray does. Because when Jokic is playing, Jokic runs the game. So Jamal Murray is more of an ISO, almost shooting guard, you know. So I think, you know, it's funny. Russell was 16 assists last night. It was phenomenal, and he was killing our point of attack defense. That was tough to watch, and Aaron Gordon's a problem, period, right? I mean, that dude is just a problem. He's hungry. He's tough. He does it all. But, you know, anyway, so last night is what it is. The problem is now you don't want to sit anybody tonight because you don't want to drop two in a row. And I sort of wish we had just rested guys last night. And you never know. We might have had a more game effort from the rest of the team. And real quick, I just wanted to say on the closing lineup, you know, the biggest problem is, you know, Kerr is situational with his rotations, right? So when you're losing by 10 points or 8 points, you have to play Kuminga, right? And, you know, the thing is you can't play out of Draymond, GP2, and Looney, you can't have two of those guys on the floor at the same time, especially when you're losing, because, you know, those are two guys the defense doesn't have to honor. You know, I mean, they might hit a shot here or there, but they're not going to be guarded for the most part, right? So when you have two guys that the defense doesn't guard, that means that you have five guys locking in on three players, right? And that just puts you at a disadvantage. So, you know, when they're winning, you'll see those guys out there to play defense and keep a lead, I think, you know. But at the end of the day, and by the way, Kuminga was shooting the three really well before he got injured. And he's such a young player. I don't think we can look at his history and say, well, he's not a great three-point shooter. I mean, he was 19, 20, 21. I think, you know, he can become a good three-point shooter. I don't know. You know, I think he was shooting 40% the last three or so weeks before he got hurt. I don't necessarily expect him to be at 40%, but I think he can be a serviceable shooter. He can shoot 38, you know, 39%, maybe even 40, you know, farther down in his career. Look at Kawhi Leonard. That guy was a terrible shooter early in his career. I mean, he did a lot of other things great, but he's like an amazing shooter now, you know? So, I mean, it can happen. Anyway, that's all I got for you guys.
Appreciate it, City Boy. Thanks for the call. Kuminga right now is shooting 33.6% from three-point range.
Yeah, he took two last night.
Yeah, 2 for 5 for Kuminga. That's fine. That doesn't hurt you at all. But they were 8 for 33 as a team. 415 says, why though, Steiny? Can you speak to Kerr's mindset on not playing post given his stats versus Buddy? I just think that Steve did not like what he saw defensively from Quentin Post. And as crazy as it sounds, I actually think Post, you can play him a little against Jokic, if for no other reason than to take some fouls. But against Michael Porter Jr. and against Aaron Gordon,
man,
I mean, that's really asking Quentin Post to do a lot. And he's just not that type of player right now. As for Buddy, I mean, you know, if you look at his games, when he makes threes, they are really tough to beat. That's why I think that Steve Kerr is going to continue to give him a long leash. He played 21 minutes last night, and he's got to make more shots.
And
Buddy Hield.
We've watched Buddy go through, hopefully, knock on wood, right, Donnie, arguably the worst stretch of the season. So you kind of think it's got to get nothing but better. But I feel like just from a spacing standpoint and why I finally have resigned to the fact that, okay, I get it, I understand it. He's one of your knockdown shooters, and when he gets hot, it's an inferno, right? So he's not going anywhere. But, Stani, I'm going to leave today's show because I didn't think we were going to even talk about him coming in until Anthony and Benicia came in. But we're talking about Post and his defense, and we haven't seen the last of him. But TJD, Stani,
When do you want to use him?
No, the question is, you're going to have to come playoff time, I believe. So I feel like we're going to start seeing a little more of them. I could totally be wrong, but you called the Warriors center position, and I agreed with you, three-headed monster. But let's be honest. The Rat on the Table brought to you by ATCO Pest Control is, what, the last 8 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, it's been a two-headed monster. He hadn't even got off the bench. But my gosh, Donnie, He's a big dude, and that's his best attribute. He can, on a good day, block some shots or make you alter him. I'm not saying he's Shaq, but he almost is to this team. So,
yeah, I don't see it, Bob.
All right.
I just don't with Trayce Jackson Davis.
Right.
I mean, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What does Trayce Jackson Davis do? Like, what does he do? Like, Post makes threes, Looney's smart and rebounds.
I'm going to say defend the rim. We've seen him block some shots, Donnie, and when things were, they were 12-3 and he was starting, we were like, oh boy.
Who was oh boy?
But there were articles written that he was getting his shine, that he was getting interviewed. Again, he wasn't Shaq, but Donnie, he was having an impact on the game. He was blocking some shots. You could throw him a lob. And I'm not, forget the lob, just on defense. I think that's, when you asked me a question, that's how I best answered it. He protects the rim. Give him that.
No, I'm not giving him that. I mean, he's a better rim protector than Post, and I guess he's a better rim protector than Looney, but I mean, he didn't play, and they were 14-1. Steiny, when are you and Goo going to do a show in Benicia?
Set
I love
up.
Benicia.
Yeah.
I love Benicia. You ever been there?
Yeah, I drive through it every day. But
do you really?
Yeah. Benicia, on my way. But remember that we met the guy that said he had the karaoke spot on Tuesday nights in Benicia. We need to come through.
Which guy?
Well,
where was it?
At the meet.
This past week?
Yeah, past week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
650 wants you to say TJD dunked on Wembanyama.
Boy, that seems like how long ago? But anyway, Stoney, we haven't seen the last of them. That's all I think I'm saying. And if Draymond just told you Steve Kerr is the best at you know, going to the lab per se, right now with what I'm looking at, it wasn't just yesterday. It was OG Anunoby and Carl Anthony Towns, Mitchell Robinson. I mean, at some point, he's got to just get an opportunity. That's all I'm saying to you fans. I'm not telling you, oh, he's going to come in and be a mainstay. But, Steiny, at this point, what I'm watching, he's got to get a chance.
All right.
Well,
I mean.
And I could totally be wrong, but I don't think I am, man.
Let's see.
I mean, guys are eating. And it started Saturday.
Oh, boy.
What you got?
Hasn't been much of a shot blocker this year.
Mm.
Shot blocks are down big time from last year. Last year, he averaged 2.5 blocks per 36 minutes. This year, he's 1.5 blocks per 36 minutes.
Well, how many minutes is that best? But last year, he was getting way more minutes.
This is per 36.
Oh, man.
So he blocked shots at a higher rate last year than he has so far this year. Draymond Green on whether or not they had a little bit of a letdown last night after they heard no Jokic, no Murray, no Brown.
Definitely, but, you know, they still have an MVP, still have high caliber players. We just got to be better in that situation. I think they did a lot of things to screw us up, and then once the team get in the rhythm there, got some really good NBA players over there, so once the team get in the rhythm, it's hard to break it, and they got into a rhythm fast.
They got into a rhythm right off the bat.
And Evan came in here, about an hour ago, and he asked, why couldn't the Warriors get over the hump? Like, why couldn't they run Denver down? And, Stoney, I'm just replaying the game in my head. And I was like, oh, nice little cute start for Denver. My answer is, much as we're fixated on the offense, they just couldn't get a timely stop or a timely offensive rebound. They lost that battle by 9.
And the other team had a guy that you couldn't stop. Like, one of the reasons it's hard to get stopped, or they didn't get stops last night, is because they could not control Aaron Gordon. And he just made big play after big play.
Well, Hunter Tyson had 4 offensive rebounds, Dottie. Like, it wasn't just, you know, Peyton Watson. They all were making contributions rebounding the basketball.
And this is where I always like to say, you know, other teams have young players too. And
But up until yesterday, we had Scott Hastings on, Stoney from Denver. Kind of the young guys hadn't been, you know, pulling their weight.
Well, maybe because they have maybe the best starting five in the league. Because when, you know, Jokic, Porter, Aaron Gordon, Brown, I mean, Westbrook, their young players are probably stuck in the same kind of situation that some of the Warriors players might have been stuck in earlier in their run.
I'll say something that's not festering, but starting to grow as a concern with me with this Warrior team, and it started with your activity on the finishing lineup, even in the the Curry era, Stani, with strength and numbers, there was a hierarchy. You kind of knew who was going in, when they were going in. I don't like that we don't know it can go A, B, C, or D. And that's a concern, and I'm wondering if a good team can turn that into a weakness. You know what I mean? Like, we just sat here and did this exercise, and it can go four or five different ways. And now the Moody, you know, I remember it was the Wiggins-Kuminga. I hated that. I like playing both. But now it looks like it's slowly turning into, and I could be wrong, you help me out or we'll watch. You know, the Moody-Kuminga, but the impact of GP2, like Steiny, he's playing some damn, him and Moody are playing damn good basketball.
Well, then Kuminga can't play down the stretch.
But that's...
He can't put six guys out there.
Yeah. But it's different. And you know why Kuminga would supersede one of those dudes?
I don't, actually. With 4 minutes left in a game, and it's a tie game.
His ability to get to the charity
strike. What about defense? Like, that's a big part of it. And again, I am not saying Kuminga should not play down the stretch. I am just trying to put myself in Steve Kerr's spot. And I think he thinks, if I have Butler, if I have Draymond, if I have Steph, and let's just say GP2, you know what? I'd rather have a solid player who doesn't make mistakes as the fifth guy, as opposed to maybe somebody who's a little more volatile.
Now, what if I did this? Because I know, you know, Evan did it earlier, and I'll just piggyback off of him. Moses Moody, just last night, plus minus, if that's your thing, minus 12 to Kuminga's plus 6. So we know Kuminga's not a turnstile on D.
Well, Kuminga played down the stretch.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it done.
But I never looked at it like, oh, dude blew by him. That's why they lost the game. And then he took the ball away from Russ, whoever called in and made that point, that astute point, about when they turned up the heat on Russell, he turned it over a couple times.
They turned it over a lot.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, Stani, is Kuminga's playing because the upside is greater, and I believe a bigger impact.
The offensive upside is better.
I thought yesterday he wasn't bad defensively.
Let's go to Duck Sauce in San Jose. Yeah. What's up, Duck? How you doing, buddy?
Ducky.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I was disappointed I missed the meet and greet you guys had last week, but I'll be at the next one for sure.
Sweet.
Yeah, just a few takes, man, on last night's game. You know, I thought it was a combination of our effort was just poor, and, you know, they had a night. I mean, Aaron Gordon was incredible, no doubt, but it wasn't just him killing inside. Like, let's be honest, he was hitting a pull-up. He was hitting pull-up threes, nothing but net, like it was nothing for him, which is not really, you know, his M.O. So, I mean, granted, his shots improved, but, I mean, it was a bit of an anomaly. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. I did think our ball pressure was better in the second half, but they still were beating us to loose balls. I just think those type of turnovers, man, trying to hit the home runs over the top, it's just – and it's always Steph and Draymond every time who's throwing those outlet passes that kill us. You know, a couple other things. The whole Trayce Jackson-Davis thing, I mean, I got to say, like, I think we were all kind of enamored with the fact that when he came out of the draft, we finally had a big man for the first time in 5 years that we could throw an actual lob to. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, he can't shoot free throws, and he's 6'8". I mean, he's 6'8", man. Yeah. He's a 6'8" center. What are we going to do with that? I mean, I'm out on him. And then the last, to me, the biggest elephant in the room is, I was out on the Butler trade, but I admit, man, he's been such an incredible playmaker, and just his IQ and just the selfless, you know how Steiny was talking about him not caring about stats. I couldn't agree more. It's been incredible. But I'll be honest. I'm, in the back of my mind, I'm starting to wonder, can he actually take over a game anymore? Because he just doesn't look quick at the rim to me. I mean, I know that's always kind of been his game, pump fakes and everything, you know, triple pump fakes at the rim. But I don't know. Part of me, there's been a couple games other than just last night where I'm like, okay, man, now it's your time to turn it on here. And he just didn't really seem to do it. So I'm a little concerned about that. Thanks for the time, guys. As always, I'll catch you later.
Man, appreciate it, Duck Sauce.
Yo, you go. You respond, because I've kind of been not there, but I'm like, that'll happen in the playoffs. And he's still been great. But the takeover, shout out Jay-Z, Stoney. I have been like, but, you know, I know he's been off, too.
Plus, he's on a new team, and whether he's playing his game or not, it's he's got to defer, at least at the start, to Steph.
Nice word, nice
to,
word.
To players who have been here for a while. But 888-957-9570 is the number. We got one more segment, and then we'll bring in the boys, Dan Dibley and Mark Willard, for the crossover. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Relaxing days, stunning sunsets. Every day is magical in Bodega Bay. The Inn at the Tide special midweek rates start at just $1.99 per night through May 1st. That includes breakfast and a bottle of wine upon arrival. Book your stay right now at innatthetides.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $239 a month for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com or at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0571604. MSRP 29990 and 6225.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota and more, straight from Westchester County Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice. In partnership with Visit Sarasota County.
Is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Not you, Steph.
You are the man.
Not you.
Can I got to come in some Yahoo real quick, Steiny. They came for me. 925. Guru, you act like Kuminga's your brother. He doesn't even know you. He has no defense. Get off. Get off of him. He has defense.
He told you.
He has talent, and I like what I'm
saying. Oh, he has talent.
Steiny, anyway. Jonathan Kuminga, I'm telling you, man, he upped that defense, and that's when Denver start going Kevin Durant against the Warriors in the 16 final, Western Conference Finals. Like, it was there. We just couldn't do anything with the turnovers. I'm not telling you he's Michael Cooper.
Yeah, you think he's an above-average defender. I don't.
I won't. Okay, hold on now. Don't speak for me. He ain't below average.
Yes, he is.
I said what I said.
Jonathan Kuminga is a below-average defender. There, I said it.
On-ball defender, he's not. I'm sorry. Now, help D, that can improve, and he's working with two stewards with Draymond. And yeah, come on. Did you see him last night? Get it from Russ. He took it twice.
I don't think he's a great defender.
But why do you, saying he's good doesn't, I'm not saying he's great.
Well, he's not good.
Wow.
I don't think Jonathan Kuminga is an above average defender. That's all.
All right. Because he damn sure is not a liability.
I think he does one thing pretty well, and that's defend the ball when it's being brought up court. But I also don't think he's an above average defender if he's guarding a guy on the wing just one-on-one. I think he's got room for growth there.
This will be, and I'll throw it to you, not only the last part of this season, but, Stani, the rotation, not the jump shot, the rotation in regard to who's going to be finishing could really be so up in the air that there is no set formula. It could change by who's playing in regard to the others well that night. Like, really.
Well, that's what happens when you don't have players that are separating themselves from other players. I mean, who are you playing down the, Evan? Random game. Don't even worry about the opponent. 4 minutes left. Moody or Kuminga? Who are you playing?
Moody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you ask him to elaborate just a little bit, E?
Could you elaborate just a little bit, E?
Well, you said it's against a random team.
Yeah.
Like, Kuminga might be better against
Portland.
No. I was actually going to say against a team like Denver that's long and that's fast and that's athletic, but there aren't a ton of those teams. I think against most teams, Moses Moody's probably going to be able to help you close out those games. He also is, quietly, like, Moses Moody's shot like 90% from the free throw line the last, like, 15 games.
I love where he's at right now.
So you're not afraid to put him at the line.
And I also believe, and I don't think he's a great shooter, but to me, Moody's more likely to knock down an open shot. When the ball comes to him in a big situation.
Evan, real quick, Evan, what about my five where Moody, they didn't have to cancel each other out. Steph at the one, Butler at the two, who do we have at the three? Kuminga at the three, Moody at four, and Dre at five. Like, we could see some form of that.
Yeah, but that means that Moody's probably shooting it really well in that game, because if he's not shooting it, then you don't, I just don't know if you have enough shooters on the floor.
Yeah. Tim's in Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, Tim? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? I didn't even really call for this, but Guru, man, you running solo today. Hey, it's not a shocker that Steiny and then Steiny Jr., Evan, and Mark Willard is going to find a way to throw some shrapnel at Kuminga 3 days back. Hey, but the best thing, Guru, and I wasn't even calling for this, but can you imagine if Kuminga took those practice chase down 3-point garbage shots at the end of the game like Moody did, how he would be getting destroyed today and roasted over the coals? But it ain't even coming up, man. That's hilarious. But at the end of the day, look, I think the guy's a good on-ball defender. He actually was changing the game somewhat.
Yes.
You know, with putting the pressure on the ball. But it's just hilarious. I just want to know what would be happening, Kuminga, for Mr. Steinmetz and Mark Willard if he was taking those garbage practice shots to add 3 points to his stats last night. He would have been the topic of the whole damn show.
No.
So it's no surprise that you and Junior just chimed in to say Kuminga would play against Portland. Oh, okay, I guess when he beat up Kevin Durant 2 months ago, he shouldn't have been closing. Like, it's so funny, guys, but y'all have a good one, man. It's amazing.
Tim, what I said about Jonathan Kuminga is that, to my way of thinking, he has not earned the right to just be assumed that he's playing in crunch time.
Mm.
He has not made it he's not made the decision so easy for Steve Kerr that there is no decision.
Now, I like that. But I think there's an opportunity, Stoney. They almost would covet that. And that's no shade at anybody else. I feel like we're watching that. Like just go take the bull by the horns. And he's talking about, I don't know if you saw the end. Moody shot a three, Stoney, at the end. No biggie.
What?
Well, a couple pieces. Number one, I literally said he would be better to close against Denver than Moody. He missed
that part. I jumped into a Portland.
Evan, missed that part.
That's fine. You know, but people hear what they want to hear. From Anthony Slater of The Athletic, Steph Curry will miss the Warriors game tonight against the Bucks. Steve Kerr made it pretty clear last night. He felt Curry needed a rest night, and the back's been bothering him lately.
All right, no Steph Curry tonight.
And I'm not saying they can't win. I'll be out there. I'm excited to see Jimmy Butler for the first time in the Warriors, Donnie. But what if I told you that also signals they know most likely, and the math is kind of there, unless I can't. No, I got to catch myself. I was about to say six is theirs. It's not. You can get back in the box with a loss and a mini win.
If Steph Curry is tired and you're back worried about him, then I wouldn't play him either.
That was worry after the game by Steve Kerr to me. So I think they're making the right decision.
Yeah. And we'll see who's Pods. Is Pods back tonight?
That's a good He's supposed call. To be. It's a target date.
Yeah. All right. Pods is supposed to be back. Let's go to Josh in New Haven, Connecticut. And don't sleep on the Yale Bulldogs, ladies and gentlemen. They may have action in the tourney. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? I'm a longtime listener. I love the show.
Thanks.
I was listening to the discussion on the potential potential lineup with Moody and Kuminga. I think Goo's right. I think that, you know, regardless of whatever defensive limitations that JK might have had, we had the same concerns with, you know, Pods and Moody, but they were really able to elevate it up with the help defense that you have in the back line with both Jimmy and Gray to really blow up a lot of plays. And I think, you know, the concern of there might not be enough shooting, I think it really goes away because Moody, you know, he's shooting 39.7% from three. And, you know, with the driving from both JK and Jimmy, he really leaves Moody or Gray for an open corner or wing three, which I really trust them more to make those threes than, you know, Buddy Hield. So those are my thoughts on that.
So you're saying, hey, hold on, Josh. So you're saying Curry, Moody, Butler, Kuminga, Green.
Yeah.
Yeah. You start Curry at the one, Moody at the two, because he's traditionally a shooting guard anyways. Jimmy and JK, really, three and four doesn't really matter. And then Dre at the five. And all I think, you know, even if you top lock Steph at the one, I trust, you know, I trust Moody and Dre to make those open corner threes. And you can really slot GB2 and Gee and Pods and QP and Looney in any of those positions. So that doesn't really mean that, yeah, Buddy's no longer going to be a part of the rotation, but I think it really makes up more securely defensively, and it's just really leaving for those open threes on the wings and the corners.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Josh. This was Steph Curry last night, a little back and forth with Anthony Slater. If you're just tuning in, no Steph Curry tonight against Milwaukee.
What happened with your back?
It just started hurting.
Wait, a couple games ago, right?
Before the... What game was it? Yeah, last Thursday.
Middle of the game, just started bothering
me. It was actually pregame, but it's something I've dealt with a couple years ago, but it was... That was just a weird thing that popped up, and it's more just managing it.
Uh-oh. Are you worried? That's a back, Goo.
Yeah, I mean, what did you say? It's not he what? Just had his birthday. He's 37. Sounded like he got a bit of a cold like I did last
week.
Well,
Evan brought that up.
Yeah.
Evan said he sounded a little nasally, like maybe the allergies are getting to him. It is allergy season here in the Bay.
Rest that back. Phil Mo Mike would say, wash that back, but Steph needs to rest that back.
Yeah, I guess so. More Steph Curry on, which is the one? Oh, this is about, on his more about his back.
No, if I'm out there playing, it's because I feel good enough to play, feel good enough to be myself, so I don't ever kind of marinate on an injury or something that you're feeling, because if I'm out there, I'm supposed to play. I'm supposed to play better than I did tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's a simple truism about sports. But, you know, Steph's not going to blame injury. You might.
No, Stoney, injury, 7 turnovers. 12 between him and Dre, 11 between him and Dre. Man, Dre tried 2 long bombs, Stoney. I was so, you don't do that in the league. And whoever the defender was in the white jersey, I said, they're going to catch that. Pick it off, sure enough. Like, those are killers.
I'm kind of mad at Tim and Raleigh.
Yeah.
I am, Evan.
He got it out for you and
you,
Willer.
You got to be hot that he called you Steiny Jr.
Yeah, that kind of pisses me off.
That would bother me,
I've
too.
I never heard him. That's
the issue is, like, I love Raleigh.
Oh, no,
that
we
is
know.
One of my favorite places. I used to live in North Carolina, as you both know.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a couple weeks.
Oh.
And now I'm not so hot on Raleigh because Tim's pissed
Don't
me off.
Tim is a big Kuminga fan. Him and Coach from Vallejo.
Yeah.
No, they're stands.
Yeah, they're stands.
They are.
I wish I had stands.
You don't.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you know what?
The guy that wanted me to cook more at Emeryville last week.
What was his name?
Tony. I don't know. I'm making it up. Damn!
Oh, man.
Boy, no chef tonight. But you think they got a winning record without him? That's what you always say. They got a winning record without Steph. I know Butler wasn't around, but it is what it is. You know, yeah, you want to play your best ball tonight.
Hey, Kuminga, go get your 30 tonight.
I feel like I almost want to take that bet.
What bet?
About him getting 30. But then that would mean you didn't want him to get 30. But I feel like it's there. He can cook tonight.
You're a spokesman for
Prize Picks.
What's Prize Picks have his number at?
I would have to look.
I'll tell you what, it probably just went up. I got to believe, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say 22. He's just back.
Is that something that the number would change once Curry goes out?
I don't know that for a fact, but I think that would have something to do with it. So if you did it early, I'm about to tell you. Keep talking.
Well, there's going
to
be a lot more shots available tonight.
No doubt about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
But Pods is back. So, hopefully.
925. Help defense is more important during the entire game and leads to fast breaks. Get off JK, Goo. He ain't Kobe.
I'm the one that, what?
I put in Goo.
Oh, okay. I'm like, that makes no sense. Anyway. I just, like Stoney, I came in today. I still stand again on what the heights this team can reach. But I'm thinking more about TJD every second. Not that he's a solution, but I don't think the Warriors can afford to say that big of a body, we can't put you in the game for 4 or 5 minutes. Like, I think we're going to see him. Sonny, you got to. That's got to be one of your takeaways.
Trace Jackson Davis.
Yeah, not again.
I don't do this.
But do you understand what he represents?
No, okay, I don't.
We talked about it all show. Size.
He's 6'9".
And
you know what else?
He's like 7'2 on this team.
Okay.
Go.
If you rank the Warriors centers by toughness, he's number 3 behind Looney and behind Post. They're both tougher than him on the interior. There, I said it.
I would love to know, and I'm not going to argue that, but what's on that metric? What's in that
toughness
formula?
Like, that's the toughness. I said toughness. Like, Post has a little bit of a nasty side to him.
That he does.
And here's a typical tool line that I'll use. If you're really worried about Trace Jackson Davis, you stink. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. Trace Jackson Davis, you got to have it. Well, then you're in trouble.
Well, it's going to take a village for this team to get it done. And I know the heavy lifting's from the superstars down near the stars. But the bottom line is you're going to need guys to get down and dirty
and
get on the floor.
And they have 2 centers that do it more than him, down and dirty.
Westbrook did, on his drives last night, he had no fear factor of even if he missed going to the rim. And I just feel like that's going to continue against better teams.
Okay. All right. Hey, Steiny, do you think someone coming? Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Boy, I hope everybody who's going to tonight's game has already been to a Warrior game. I mean, imagine if you went to that game and now you don't see Curry.
Oh, well, let's not act like this is new. I mean, this is the state of the league. Ticketmaster, wherever you get your tickets, you know this could pop off.
Yeah, he usually plays the home games.
To his credit, just the chef, the bilateral knee tendonitis where they are watching him.
Yeah.
That had a lot to do with him missing the second half of the back to back, but he has been available.
Yeah. Well, he's been available. He's been clearly playing through injury. Even though he said he's fine. Like, it's funny. Curry said, "You know, I'm fine. I feel great." But everybody else thinks he's hurt. I guess they know Steph's body better than Steph knows his body. I trust the chef. I don't know if you guys do or not.
That's our guy.
That's right. And what did he say to us Wednesday? I know my body better now than I've ever known it in the past. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Daryl in Oakland. He wants TJD in there, Evan. TJD. TJD.
It's not like that. What up, D?
Hey, what's up, you guys? You know, Steiny, I heard you earlier, and my blood was boiling.
Nice.
You were saying, you know, TJD would not have helped out. But then you went on to say how Aaron Gordon simply dominated the glass, and nobody could stop him. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, here's a 25-year-old man, TJD, who's probably a bit more athletic than Aaron Gordon, and you are trying to tell me
he couldn't help.
And TJD is defensive big man on our team.
Oh, my
and
God.
I don't know if we're seeing the same guy or what. But the reason the Warriors lost, I want to say this, it's pretty obvious. Denver rested their top three guys. So the Denver people were like, hey, we're fired up. All their other players were fired up. The Warriors see that their best players aren't playing. They're like, oh, we're not so fired up. We don't really care. But you know who would have been fired up?
TJD.
Would have been fired up. So I'm listening to you, and I'm like, God, come on, man. Do you know basketball? Come on.
Daryl.
Get him, D.
Daryl.
No, that's gone too far.
That's
Daryl.
He said, "Little."
You really think Trayce Jackson Davis is a better athlete than Aaron Gordon?
Oh, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And Gordon's bigger than Trayce Jackson Davis.
Maybe you missed quote. He didn't say that.
Yes, he.
He didn't. I'm hoping for the sake of all Daryls out there. But, D, we appreciate the phone call. But the bottom line, Steiny, is I'm not telling you, Evan, and the listeners, TJD is
Shaquem Olajuwon. No. But
he at one time was a part of this rotation, and he's a big body. He's one of the biggest you have. So I saw eight quarters of basketball that have me concerned. And, Steiny, I'm not saying 40 minutes. I'm not saying 38, but damn it, man. Go out there and put somebody on their ass.
He doesn't do that. That's not, he's your finesse guy. He's more finesse than physical, I think. But, all right, you know what? Play him.
No, it's
what
not,
the hell?
It's not,
just put him in there.
It's
just
not like
forget that he hasn't played in 15 games and we've gone 14-1.
But let's be honest, Looney and who else? Moody have been on this plane, this bus ride, where they're just forgotten about and then they always stay ready. Let's not act like it's just TJD. Looney's been a part of this. And every time we get to sit with him, we're like, how do you stay ready? And Moody for up until people, Kuminga. So this is part of what Kerr does. Now the question is, will he get out of it? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, all right. TJD.
That's the rider in you coming down how you're saying, like I'm saying something more. I'm just like, Steiny, we got to run him out there and see where he's at. Because you're going to need him in a seven-game series. That I know.
Here's a 25-year-old man, TJD, who's probably a bit more athletic than Aaron Gordon.
He said it. Oh, man, D. You heard us with that one. Good God. Dude, Aaron Gordon could be a defensive lineman. Yeah. That dude is incredible. Steiny, I don't know who he worked with, but he has built, Steiny, your boy, and he got post moves. He got the fadeaway. He got the three. He's hitting three. He's hitting his free throws.
You know what he doesn't have?
And he's nasty.
You know what he doesn't have?
Trey hit him in the face. He was reaching for the ball and kind of hit him. He didn't like it.
He doesn't have the ha-ha, Aaron Gordon.
What's your definition of ha-ha?
We've been through this. It's change of direction. It's ha-ha.
Well, his
and Kuminga doesn't have it either.
This is more low kneel. I got
that's
the,
not ha-ha.
But I'm a. What did he
that's
do on
Mike
that
Allstott.
Layup? Two, three people. he went underneath and finished the reverse layup.
Who?
Gordon. There were three Warrior players down there when he caught the air. Remember that one?
You're changing the definition of ha-ha.
Well, no, no.
Ha-ha is when you break somebody's ankle.
I got you.
That's all.
Yeah. But I'm saying he got slippery hips for his size is what I'm telling you. Dude, that reverse layup, I was like, are you kidding me?
He made a reverse layup.
It's how he made it, through traffic. Your boy is a bad boy, man. He's a great compliment to Joker. That also. How about that, Stoney? They hit that. They knocked that out the park.
Tell you who'd be good on the Warriors.
Wiseman?
Aaron Gordon.
Oh, my gosh.
Aaron Gordon.
Man.
So, all right. We got a little more time. 707.
Do we?
A-plus producing by Evan. Cutting up that sound.
Evan got stands too, though, Stoney. I know him.
510, are we really talking about TJD?
Well, no, we're talking about size.
Dude is soft, according to the 510.
Oh, see, and
I didn't say it.
No, but when guys aren't playing, they're nothing. Then when they come back, let me tell you, I saw it coming.
Right, and you're the guy who says, let's see, they lost last night. Stoney. I'm not saying he's Kobe Bryant, but damn it, Pat Spencer's got to get some run. You know what? Pat Spencer could have done the job on Westbrook. We've got to get Pat Spencer some playing time.
Any day,
of course he can.
I like him, Stoney. You give that guy a chance. No telling, man.
Yeah. Hey, Spencer will play tonight.
Who knew Ty Jerome was going to be what he was? Let's just leave that there.
Ty Jerome was good with the Warriors.
A lot of people say he got in the way of Moody and Kuminga's development.
It's called beating them out.
Oh my God.
It's called earning the job.
Then why did he have to find another job because he did it so well?
Because the Warriors had to sell out for their young guys.
I believe if they knew he would be what he is in Cleveland, he would be right here right now, Stoney.
Because the fan base pressured Steve Kerr and the organization to go with these young guys,
even though
Ty Jerome is polished.
He's a baller.
Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Tune in for Warriors Live today, and that will be hosted by Evan Giddings, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. Segment also brought to you by Honda of Vallejo. We don't have the ha-ha.